Well, thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Mr. Peter Kimball. He's the regional planner and spatial analysis for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NERPC. Peter, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So again, Peter, remind our listeners, what is NERPC?
Yeah, so NERPC is a regional council of local governments that serve the citizens of Lake, Porter, and LaPorte counties here in Northwest Indiana. We are the metropolitan planning organization for the area, so people may know us for being the kind of the channel of the federal funds for transportation projects and to make sure that those dollars are spread out well and equitably.
So I know you've been working on freight corridors in our region as of late. So tell us, what are critical urban and rural freight corridors?
Yeah, so critical rural freight corridors and critical urban freight corridors are important freight corridors that provide critical connectivity to the National Highway Freight Network. So when we designate these corridors, the states can strategically direct the resources towards an improved system that improves the flow of freight throughout the network on our highways and then off those highways and interstates to more localized areas.
So how do road segments become critical urban or rural freight corridors?
Well, NERPC was the first MPO or group to kind of look at these critical and rural freight corridors in the state of Indiana. So the language on how to establish these was fairly loose. Mm-hmm. You have to submit a request or application to Federal Highway, and each state is designated a certain amount of mileage for both their critical urban freight corridors and their critical rural freight corridors. There's no way the FHWA requests that we distribute the mileage between all the MPOs that would receive eligibility. So we met with some representatives from FHWA and NDOT and sat down with them and kind of talked about what the process would be to go about this. And they said that we should take it to the other MPO. So we went to the MPO Council for the state of Indiana and kind of discussed how we would go about dividing the mileage. Mm-hmm. But we came to the conclusion that what we would do is just on a case-by-case basis present what we thought may be a good candidate to receive eligibility to become a corridor. And just kind of discuss it with the other MPOs to make sure we're on track thinking of the state as a whole with our freight flow and making sure that everybody kind of gets their fair share of mileage.
So what are eligible activities for funding these corridors?
So there are a lot of eligible activities. I won't go through the whole list here, but generally all the activities must contribute to efficient movement of freight on the National Highway Freight Network. And they must be identified in the freight investment plan, which is in the state freight plan. But a couple of relevant ones that I thought your listeners would like to hear about is efforts to reduce the environmental impact of freight movement. They could be environmental and community mitigation for freight movement, or even diesel retrofit or alternative fuel projects under the Congestion Mitigation and Air Quality Improvement Program for Class 8 vehicles.
Wonderful. So why is this important for our region, and why should the average citizen care about this?
So there's a few reasons for our region that I think it's pretty important. A, we have our industries such as steel mills, and we have our ports like at Burns Harbor, and the funding that goes towards these corridors, in order to be eligible for it, you need to make sure that these corridors are going to play into the national system and be important for the national movement of freight in the country. The other thing is just because of our geographic location, we're right here in Northwest Indiana, right in the middle of the country and right next to the major city of Chicago. So we have a lot of trucks, as everybody knows, flowing through the region, which do take a toll on our road.
Sure. So how can listeners learn more about this project and more about some of the other NERPC initiatives?
Well, first off, they can go to the Federal Highway Administration's website, which really gets into the nitty gritty of all the details of critical and rural freight corridors. Or if they're looking for more specific information to the region, they can feel free to contact me P. Kimball, P-K-I-M-B-A-L-L, at NERCSI.org, or just go on our website and reach out to any of those contacts, and they'll get you to me or another person that has worked on the project.
Sure. Any closing thoughts as we come to the end of our program?
If you have any ideas about how we can improve our transportation in the region, let us know at NERCSI, and we'll definitely look into those or try to help you find a way to work with funding for your project.
Well, keep up the great work, Peter. And, you know, there's so many projects that NERCSI is involved with in our region. And so we're just very proud to be associated with the great things that NERCSI is doing. And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Peter Kimball, a regional planner and spatial analysis for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NERCSI. Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us, and remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.